Yes, we had a plan in that game, which was to not to concede a goal too early and to go as far as we could without conceding one. And I have to say that the first 45 minutes was okay in that plan. But then as soon as we conceded one, we couldn't cope to the adversity.
I mean, in terms of this season, you'll continue to fight, you'll continue to play. Just wonder, when does the point come when you do start to plan for next season?
When it will be time, you know. We are still, we have still nine games to go, and then this is the most important thing at the moment.
And in terms of in that dressing room, how are those players? You'll obviously work on the training ground during the week. You'll have your idea at a weekend, but continually things are going against you. So how are those players?
You have to ask them directly, but what I see is a group of players that has probably suffered a lot since the beginning of the season. And then football is about tactics, it's about technique, but also it's about mental. And I think on that plan, they have probably suffered a lot. When you see that game today, when you see the first 45 minutes, you see a team that is committed, dedicated, and try to hard work. But then, as of a sudden, when you have a problem, when you concede a goal, we have not enough character, not enough strength to reverse the game, and then this is our problem at the moment.
Football's also about enjoyment. Have you enjoyed any part of this Premier League experience so far?
Of course, but it's not the time to assess personal things, mine or the players' one. We are still once again in a run that it's very difficult for us, but we can still win games, and we never know.
Were you surprised in the second half that, given the fact that you had an organised first half and you had something to hang on to going into the second period, that it slipped away so quickly?
Yes, of course, and it was very bad news for us, but it was the same scenario at Stoke, to be fair. You know, we defended very well for the first 45 minutes, and then after that you feel that everything is going away. You know, everything is very fragile, and this is probably due to our situation.
Again, due to the situation, psychologically, when you get two quick goals like that, it's a long way to go to the full-time whistle. Is it hard for the players to sort of keep going in some instances, not just today, but into the next game as well?
Yes, it's hard, to be fair, and it's a situation where nobody wants to be in. And you know, the most important thing now, and what I'm going to try to do, is to keep all together. We have to stay all together, to stick all together, because nobody will help us outside. You know, we have to face and to cope this hard situation, not only as football players, I mean, but also as a human being, as a person. You have to cope difficult situation in life, and I think now we will see who has a strong character, strong personality, and who has not. That's as simple as that.